And techies are raving about a new device, not the iPhone 6, which just broke all sales records, but Amazon's new e-reader, The Voyage, the latest in the Kindle series and the most expensive at $199. The New York Times headline reads, "Beats hardcovers." Really? Hard sell for book lovers? Katie Barrett is senior reviewer for the tech news site Recode. She's with us from Washington. And Katie, you say you've been testing your Voyage reading Gone Girl. By the way, Neil Patrick Harris just gave that book a rave on his Twitter feed. But how does it read on the new device?
Well, I have to say, this is really the luxury device if you are an e-reader fan. If you like holding a device in your hands that's not a book when you're reading, if you like that feel, you don't miss the old-fashioned pages and the smell of a book, this is really the next best thing.
Gold standard, we hear.
Yeah, you know, I think Amazon really kind of pulled out all the stops for this. They are betting that people want to spend on a really good quality e-reader. They're acknowledging that people will still spend the least amount for their original Kindle, which they also just updated. That's $79. And the mid-range is the Paperwhite now. That's $119. But this gets you all the way up to $199 for an e-reader. That's just the entry-level version of this Kindle Voyage. And that has Wi-Fi, but it comes with ads, so it's not even the top of the line. And it's still just an e-reader. Remember, it's not a tablet. It doesn't have all the functionality that you could find in, like, an iPad.
Right.
You know, the iPad, the cheapest version of the iPad is now $249. So, you know, it's kind of amazing that they're offering this option for people.
Well, and you can read on your iPad as well as look at videos and other things. So, and there are other readers out there. So what is it about this e-reader that obviously has made Amazon roll it out?
Well, there are three factors that I really focused on. First, it's sleeker, it's lighter, it's smaller all around than any predecessor Amazon has brought out. So it's a beautiful device to hold in your hand. Second, they have this special light that's built in. It adjusts to the room that you're in. So if you're in a dark room, the light will automatically turn down, so it's easier on your eyes. If you're in a brighter room, the light cranks up a little bit. So it really is kind of smart. And then it also remembers your own settings. So if you constantly adjust the light from what Amazon's automatic light settings turn to, it will remember that. So there's an algorithm built into this Kindle that says, hey, you actually like it better this way, and I'll remember that. And the third feature I think that they've really added in here are sensors on the bezel of this Kindle that you can hold this kind of book-looking thing with both hands, and on either side you can use your fingers to press to turn pages, and they haven't had that in a long time.
Uh-oh, I think a technical term just flew by. A bezel?
Yeah, you know, a bezel is the edge of a screen.
Oh, so we call that the edge of the screen.
You can call it that, too.
So just, Kate, obviously you're loving this, but it seems like it's the opposite direction from what we're hearing. You know, people have been moving to devices that do everything, phablets and big phones.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. So I think it is an interesting turn in the opposite direction, but they really bet that people want a device that's solely dedicated to reading. And I think they're right, frankly. I have a lot of devices, as you can imagine. I test these things all the time. And they have tweets. They have Facebook messages. They have emails. They have iMessage. They have all sorts of things popping up and annoying me all the time. If I can sit and hold one thing and really read and get into a book, I kind of like that.
Yeah. Well, and Amazon's betting others will as well. Although I can hear some of our listeners saying, then get into a book with a book. But of course,
yeah, exactly.
It's bulkier. Kate Barrett, a senior reviewer for Recode on Amazon's new e-reader, The Voyage. Thank you, Kate.
Thank you.